Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football this morning. It's our college football special. Today we're going to highlight the Tennessee Volunteers. Are they back? Is Big Orange rocking on Rocky Top? Is the state of Tennessee walking around with their chests out? The Tennessee Volunteers ranked number 8th in the country, coming off a big win over the Florida Gators last Saturday, 38-33. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. When you look at the state of Tennessee and you look at the history of the state with only 6 million people, you got to think that at the time before the Tennessee Titans made their move from Houston, Texas to Nashville, Tennessee, it wasn't no professional sports in that state. And the only thing that was really prideful was, back when I was growing up in the 60s, was the Tennessee State Tigers, as I mentioned all the time, the 1966 team in the University of Tennessee up there on the hill in Knoxville, Tennessee, known as Rocky Top. And I remember me being in grade school in the second and third grade, the second grade, in 1966, then the third grade, 1967, then the fourth grade, 1968, I became a big, big fan of Tennessee athletics. And one of the reasons was the voice of Tennessee that did the football, basketball, was John Wart. I consider him one of the greatest that ever done it. I know I'm living here in the metro Atlanta area, here in Douglasville, Georgia, and everybody wants to talk about Larry Munson. But John Wart was the epitome of college football. He was the epitome of Tennessee sports, both football and basketball. Well, back in 1968, I remember Tennessee signed their first African-American football player. His name was Lester McClain from Antioch, Tennessee. Might have been 1967. Let me check the stats. I'll let you know next week. Then they had another gentleman that was in their recruiting class, from a guy by the name of Kevin Mallett, out of Catholic High School. Fantastic running back. And the reason I know about Kevin Mallett is he became the second African-American, along with Lester McClain, to play at Tennessee. Kevin Mallett's family stayed across the street from my cousins. So when Mr. Mallett was getting ready to go to Tennessee, I was saying, what is about Tennessee that attracted you? He said, hey, man, it was running through the team, the stadium, being on the hill. And then I became a big-time Tennessee fan. See, there's three things that I'm a sports fan of, if you know Vincent Turner. One, I'm a diehard Dallas Cowboys fan. Two, love the University of Memphis, at the time Memphis State basketball. And three, the University of Tennessee football. And the history goes deep with me. Then I started following Tennessee when I was in the second grade. That 1967, they had Dewey Warren, Bob Johnson, Richmond Flowers. Then at 68, they had Bobby Scott, Jack Reynolds, Steve Conner, Jackie Walker, and Bubba Weiss. Then the 71 team, Jim Maxwell, Phil Fulmer. Remember him, Eddie Brown. Conrad Graham, Jackie Walker, 72, Condit Holloway, Haskell Stand Back, 70, Kurt Watson, Bobby Majors, Chip Kale. Then, of course, 1979, I had two gentlemen that came out of my neighborhood that Tennessee recruited like it was no tomorrow. Marg Studdaway and Carlton Peoples. Then my lovely sister, Bridget Turner. She attended the University of Tennessee as a true freshman in 1980. What I'm saying is, I've always been a fan of Tennessee football. And then in 85, Tennessee finally got over the hump. Tony Robinson, Eric Swanson, Joy Klinscale, Tim McGee, Keith Davis, Charles Davis. Then Darrell Dickey coming in, relieving Tony Robinson that year in 85 and beating a highly ranked Miami team in the Sugar Bowl 35-7. Then Tennessee football started to ascend a little bit. Then that 89 club, they had Andy Kelly, Alvin Hopper, Anthony Morgan, Terrence Cleveland, Chuck Webb. Then the early 90s, Chuck Smith, Chris Mims, Dale Carter, Dale Hardy, Ernest Fields. Then in 1918, they won the national championship. T. Martin, Jamal Lewis, Sean Ellis, Dan Walker, Dwayne Goodrich, Fred White, Deion Grant, Travis Henry, Perilous Price, Dayton, Ohio. That Tennessee team won the first BCS national championship back in 1998. Now, looking back at that time, Tennessee footballers kind of took some steps back. Phil Foreman was fired. Lane Kiffin left Tennessee after 1 year to go to USC. Derek Dooley experiment was a failure. The Butch Jones experiment was a failure. And you're looking at that school, and you're looking at that campus, and you're looking at that stadium of 100,000. See, I've been to at least five games there, and it's nothing that I ever seen. When you got 100,000 people, and they roaring to the top of their lungs, and that moonshine is in the air, it's like watching Tennessee come out through that tee and feel like the ground is coming unraveled like a volcano and hearing Rocky Top. It's at another level. I don't think any tradition can match that. Not at Georgia, not at Alabama. The only other thing I can see that matches that adrenaline is at USC, California, Yahe. And it felt good last Saturday to realize the Volunteers are back. They got an off week this week, and then they got a big game coming up in Death Valley on the 8th against LSU. That's going to be a tough football game. But as of right now, I'm excited. I'm proud to be a Tennessee man. Let me start with the two guys that's made it happen. Josh Heupel. I thought Tennessee could have got a more sexier hire. But Josh Heupel has proved to me that he's that coach. He's ascending. And think about Josh Heupel, his background. 2000, he led an Oklahoma underrated team to a national championship and beat a Florida State team in the Orange Bowl 13-2. A team that had Torrance Marshall, Quentin Griffin, Antonio Savage, Josh Norman, Mark Clay, not a real talented Oklahoma football team. But what Coach Heupel had when he was under the center for Bob Stoops, he had poise. He had what you call that thing, a winner. Because from an athletic skill standpoint, his arm wasn't all that great. But he led Boomer Sooner to a national championship that year. Then he was able to go out. Last year, in his first year, he had Joe Milton out of Michigan. That didn't work out. But he saw some of the young men from Greensboro, North Carolina, by the name of Hendon Hooker. And I didn't see it coming. Mr. Hooker, skill set, arm strength, A+. Deep ball, A+. Sideline to sideline, A+. Delivery, A+. Anticipation and timing, A+. The natural feel for the pocket, A+. With Hendon Hooker. Accuracy, A+. Consistent, A+. Poise, A+. Pocket awareness, A+. Can I say Tony Robinson, 85 on the front cover of Sports Illustrated against Auburn? Eric Swanson, Tim McGee, Joey Klinkscale. Tennessee beating Auburn that year, 38-20, when Auburn had Bo Jackson. Last Saturday, Hendon Hooker. Help me, Jesus. 349 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, over 100 yards on the ground. For the season, Mr. Hooker, 1,193 yards, 8 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 175 yards on the ground, 3 touchdowns. He's accounted for 11 touchdowns. A couple of weeks ago, I said the best player in the country on the highly ranked team was Stetson Bennett of Georgia. Now I'm taking that statement back right now. As you watch me here on 100 Yards Football, Hendon Hooker is the best player in the country. And the Tennessee Volunteers are ranked 8th. One thing I like about Mr. Hooker that all great players do, and remember this from Vincent Turner, 100 Yards Football, he has embraced the noise. It's all about Vile Nation. And it's a new era on Rocky Top. And the name, 2 words, is Hendon Hooker. I can't say, man, I'm more proud of the Tennessee football program right now. I don't know how it's going to end for the rest of the year, but I can tell you this, at this moment, at this time where we at, on September the 28th, 2022, the Tennessee football program is going in the right direction.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
And when you look at all the great players that wore their orange and white, from Reggie White to Chuck Smith to Chris Mims to Steve DeLong, Dewey Warren, Bubba Weiss, Steve Kiner, Jackie Walker, Jack Hacksaw Reynolds, Lester McClain, Willie Gault, help me, Jesus. Mike Kofler, help me, Jesus. Alvin Toews, Xavier Cook. It's been some great players that came through there, brother. Roland James, help me, Jesus. Help me. The Volunteers program is back at a high level. Thank you to Mr. Coach Josh Heupel and Hendon Hooker. There's one thing I want to say about Rocky Top, baby. It's a good time throughout the state. Dolly Parton, Gatlinburg, Tennessee, is must-see TV on Saturdays. And Knoxville, Tennessee. The young man from Greensboro, North Carolina, is leading the charge in Hendon Hooker. And the coach that has surprised everybody on that national level, Josh Heupel, out of South Dakota. Thank you. Thank you. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. Rocky Top, the highest level, Tennessee football. We are back. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. Enjoy the day here on 100 Yards Football. And if you're anywhere around the area of Tennessee, you're on the borders, and you're on the borders of Alabama in Tennessee or Georgia in Tennessee or Mississippi in Tennessee, do me a favor this week. Buy you a big orange shirt with Vols across. Tennessee in the house. God bless. 100 yards of football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.